The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
For the full episode of the Dennis Prager Show, go to Pragertopia.com, sign up, and become a full member. Talking to you about this article in the LA Times about all these people deciding not to have children, many not having marriage. Oh, the last caller, clearly conservative woman, and she says she has no regrets about not having children. And not ever having gotten married. And I am happy that she doesn't. I don't want her to be miserable. But that doesn't negate anything that I've said. Being a parent doesn't guarantee you'll be happy. And never being a parent doesn't guarantee you'll be sad. But not being married and not having children does guarantee that you didn't have two of the deepest experiences a life can have. That's a fact. That's not an opinion. Okay. By the way, this is related to something I said last hour, but I'm going to take it only because it's so... I'll explain when I take it. Tom in Columbus, Ohio. Hello.
Man, Mr. Prager, I'm 62 years old and been a fan for years, many, many years of yours. And you said something that upset me, and I think you need to rethink it. When you said, if you were pro-German, you were pro-Nazi. I don't think you know anything. You couldn't make that statement if you knew anything about dictators who like the Arab Spring. Maybe do a little research on it and look into it.
Okay, I've studied it all of my life. Okay, hold on. Let me say something. If you were pro-South in the Civil War, were you pro-slavery?
Yes.
Were all Southerners for slavery?
Wait. Same thing?
Please. Let me go through what I have to say. I believe I will change your mind about what you heard me say. In World War II, all I said was. During World War II, if you said you were pro-German, it meant you were pro-Nazi. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I disagree with it.
Okay, then. Okay, so that's the clarity. That I can't convince you. I know you're wrong, and you know I'm wrong. It's wrong.
That.
If you said during World War II, I'm rooting for the Germans, it meant you were rooting for the Nazis. Is that correct or incorrect?
That's different. That's correct.
Okay, then that's what I
correct.
Said. That's all I said, my friend. That's all I said. To be pro-German during World War II meant to be pro-Nazi. You're obviously bright, so it is a clear case of emotion getting to you because you have a German background. If it weren't for Germans, I wouldn't have my beloved Bach, my beloved Beethoven, my beloved Schubert, my beloved Schumann, my beloved Haydn. Germans are in the lead in Europe on supporting Israel today. But during World War II, to say I'm rooting for Germany was to root for Nazis. I'm rooting for the Palestinians today means I'm rooting for Hamas. That is what it means. I can't stand non-clarity. It bothers me more than even bad positions. Sorry to get upset, but illogic, all the human being has in order to be able to speak to other human beings is common logic. Once that is out the window, it's over. I'm pro-Palestinian today means pro-Hamas. I'm pro-German during the early 40s meant I was pro-Nazi. That's all I'm saying. These are facts. These are not opinions. Okay, got that out of my system. I had to take the call because it so bothered me. All right, talking about the children issue here. Oh, my God, yes. Los Angeles, Frank, hello.
Good morning, Dennis.
Hi.
my position on the, you know, a lot of the lefties, and, you know, I came from the left originally, you know, switched over as I got older. But my position is that if that's the way people think and they don't want to have kids because of that, yes, they're missing out on something great. But on the other hand, they're not going to pass their ideology on to their next generation. So maybe it's a good
right.
thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. I agree. Yes, that's correct. There is a silver lining to leftists not having children. I agree with you. It's sad, but I have to admit it. If you're not going to produce nihilists, which is what leftism is, then I can't say that I'm all that unhappy that you're not having children. That's true. Sad to say, I agree. Oh, this is very funny. Santa Rosa, I mean, I don't know if it's funny. It sounds funny. Santa Rosa, California, Daniel, hello.
Hey, Dennis, how you doing?
Well.
I'm your German brother. Praise Yahweh.
Thank you.
Listen, I served in the military. After I got out of the military, I was a PTSD mess. My mother never stopped loving me or caring for me. I have four children of my own. They are the greatest joy and treasure.
All right, well, wait. The reason I found your took your call was you said to Leslie, our great screener, parents did not want you but treated you with love anyway. Is that what you said to her?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that ends that call. That's why I was laughing. I wonder how many of you think your parents didn't want you. By the way, that's not a silly. I mean, not everybody ached to have children, even in the past. The issue isn't whether you ache to. The issue is whether you believe it is a value. What the left has no sense of, I need to do something because it's better for society. And it affects everything. You should get married not just for yourself, because it's better for society when people marry. Men are less wild. Women are more grounded. These are generalizations. It's not always true, but it's largely true. It is better for society. It is better for society when people dress up to go to work than today, where they look like they went to a Super Bowl party. For the full episode of the Dennis Prager Show, go to Pragertopia.com, sign up, and become a full member.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.